It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we'll learn about the use of medicinal plants in the Anishinaabe or Ojibwe culture. First, scientists announced today that there are definitive signs of liquid water on present-day Mars. These signs were observed by NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. The source of the water could help scientists find the most promising sites for possible life, past, maybe present, on Mars, and landing spots for human missions of the future. Bill Andrews is with us to talk about the news. He's a senior associate editor of Discover Magazine based in Waukesha. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
Talk us through these definitive signs. We haven't seen the water itself necessarily, so how do we know it's been there?
Right. Well, partly these are things that astronomers had been seeing for years already, so they'd already kind of suspected it might be liquid water. Specifically, these are kind of long, shadowy, tendril-like appearances that have shown up in the edges of craters and cliffs on the surface of Mars. And they look very familiar to, you know, Earth-based geologists who sure thought they looked like, oh, these are damp areas. The soil has grown darker in these, you know, patches. But for years, we didn't know exactly why they had grown darker. It could have been a number of things, and liquid water is interesting, but, you know, a lot of things could have been it. But today, the big announcement from the NASA folks was that they have spectroscopically analyzed the light from these dark areas. So they've looked at the components, the molecular components of what is actually in these spots, and they've found salts that have been hydrated. So it looks like they've found pretty clear evidence that there is current water activity that is pretty much only explained by liquid water appearing on the surface of Mars.
So it's like you sprinkled some ocean water on a sidewalk, let the water evaporate. There's some mineral residue that still shows sign of having been in water?
Right, exactly like that. And I just want to be clear that while it is liquid water that we're talking about, it's still, they like to say, briny. Mm-hmm. So it isn't the kind of thing that you'd want to particularly drink on a hot day. And even though we're saying liquid water on the surface, again, it isn't really like you could take a dip in it or even see it flow. It's more like wet dirt, you know, kind of a damp area. But still, that's more water activity than a lot of people thought we'd ever see on the surface of Mars or the surface of any planet.
We've known, scientists have known, that there's water on Mars in frozen form, polar ice caps on the planet. Mm-hmm. Why is it important to hunt for water in liquid form?
Well, in a word, life. We don't know everything about how life originates and what kind of conditions lead to it. We only have the one planet where we've ever seen it, namely our own. But it sure seems like liquid water is a big part of that. And like I said, we haven't ever seen liquid water on any surface of any world in the solar system. A lot of the moons out there have oceans underneath an icy crust. But on the surface, where we'd have kind of the best view of things, this is the first time we've ever seen anything like that. So it's exciting for just in the solar system kind of stats way, but it's also great because it means that perhaps, maybe, parts of Mars today are habitable. And I don't want to make people think that we have any evidence of that at all, but we have no evidence that that's not the case, which, scientifically speaking, is kind of a big deal.
Talking to Bill Andrews from Discover Magazine about NASA's announcement today of pretty strong signs of, at some point, liquid water in recent Martian history. Mars, as I understand it, Bill, cold place, mm-hmm. So that's why the water's usually frozen when we find it. So does this mean it warmed up enough to thaw, or is it because the water is so briny that the freezing point is different? Why is it liquid in these situations?
Yeah, it's actually a combination of those things. It is partly the heat. We see these things appear in the warmer months on Mars in the spring and summer, and right now we are kind of solidly into spring on Mars. The summer solstice is January 3rd of 2016. So we're heading into prime season for these things. So currently, as we speak, water could be, if not flowing, seeping on Mars. So heat is a part of it. And the other reason that it could exist at all is these salts that we talked about earlier, specifically perchlorates, which we know on Earth, if you salt ice, if you salt water, then it can get a lot colder before it freezes. And the same is true with these perchlorates, but kind of on steroids. So water can get a lot colder, and it can deal with Mars's much thinner atmosphere and still stay in liquid form because of these perchlorate salts in it.
As often happens in science, today's discovery is tomorrow's list of questions. One of those questions is, where would this water be coming from?
And that is a question that the scientists have as well. There's no real answer to that yet, though, of course, being good scientists, they have some hypotheses. And one of the favorites is, it could be, and this is one of my favorite new words I learned today, deliquescence, which is when the ground absorbs water directly from the atmosphere. So even though Mars's atmosphere is so thin, these perchlorates could make the soil kind of latch out and leach out the water from the air. But if that doesn't work, it could be underground ice that astronomers have seen in the areas, have suspected are underground, or maybe unknown but possible salty aquifers that could be kind of leaking, spilling out onto the surface at this point. But again, these are all just ideas. We don't really know where this water is coming from.
Well, we've got these rovers up there in Mars, and I think a lot of people are thinking, hey, let's zip one of those guys over there, test this stuff out. As I understand it, we're very intentionally not parking these rovers where there might be water.
Right. And part of that, I think, comes from a certain reticence of NASA's to address the life on Mars question too directly. In the 60s, when they first sent a mission to go look at the planet, and everyone was excited for life, and all it found was this dead desert landscape. Public interest in space, in Mars, just plummeted. So I think ever since, NASA's been really careful about directly being able to contradict anything that would get people excited. But the other big thing is that these rovers have microbes on them from Earth. So if we sent these things to go look at possibly habitable environments to look for signs of life, let's say, it could be that we end up finding signs of our own life up there. NASA tries very hard to sterilize anything they send into space, but nothing's perfect. So it'd be really a shame to kind of taint what could be a pristine Martian environment with our own microbes.
Yeah, it would be a bummer in 3 years to discover microbes on Mars, and then a couple years after that, realize, oh, nope, we brought them with us.
Yeah, exactly. That would be a pretty big bummer. Some say NASA wouldn't be able to recover from that, so they don't even want to think about it.
Well, you mentioned the possibility of life on Mars maybe existing in microbial form. This is briny water, not the most hospitable environment, so maybe, maybe not. Does this start us thinking about, hey, these are places we could find sources for water for all the people talking about human colonies on Mars?
Yeah, and while, again, it's something that we want to be careful people don't think will happen tomorrow, it is absolutely something that NASA and private spaceflight companies will be taking into consideration. Not just the idea that there are places on Mars where liquid water could flow, seep, exist, which is more than we thought possible years ago, but also the diversity of where these areas are. A lot of what the scientists looked at in today's finding were closer to the equatorial regions. And before, as you'd said, we knew that there was ice, water ice, around the polar regions and the ice caps. But finding it around the equator is that much more hopeful for us to think, well, maybe there's water all over the place. It isn't so much that now Mars will be a great tourist destination, but perhaps it's not quite as deadly as we thought it was, which is always a good thing.
As we wrap up, we've talked about Mars's past and future. Is this an indication of Mars's past when it may have had more water on the surface?
It certainly speaks to the likelihood of being able to find water on the surface, but I think that the question of past liquid water on the surface had been pretty well answered. We knew from other lines of evidence, from other investigations, that there had been lots of literally flowing water, the way we think of water, on the surface of Mars way in the past, deep in the past. And so this is a kind of a different line of evidence that lets us think, yes, maybe today there's still some kind of flowing water on the surface of Mars.
Bill, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you very much.
That was Bill Andrews, senior associate editor at Discover Magazine, based in Waukesha. He was with us to break down the news today that scientists have found definitive signs of liquid water on the surface of Mars.